It was called an apostolic visitation. The Vatican said only that it wanted to explore the quality of life for women in religious orders, but some hinted at another mission, reining in sisters who challenged certain church positions. Many American sisters describe the Vatican's move as hurtful and unnecessary. Now the sisters' story is being told from the inside out. In Power of Sisterhood, 8 of the women write about their experience of the inquiry. I met with 3 of the authors, Sister Marianne Zalman, Sister Jean Winsick, and Dr. Mary Kane McCarthy, an editor of the book, at the Gannon Center for Women in Leadership at Chicago's Loyola University, where they spoke to a packed room. Sister Marianne was the leader of the influential Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, also known as the BVMs, when the Vatican examination began.
Although in the past, different religious congregations, as well as individuals, have been under scrutiny and investigation by Rome, this is the first time that it happened to a whole group of women together. Because of that, I think you see the power of the communal sisterhood that has emerged from our going through this together. We were called to say who we are, why we are, and how we want to be going forward, not just for ourselves, but for the church and the world.
The original cardinal who was involved with the inquiry into women's religious life talked about things like radical feminism and lack of adherence to church doctrine. Sister Jean, do you have any thoughts on that?
We honestly don't know. We've heard so many possibilities of why this was initiated. An apostolic visitation is usually done as a response to an abuse, and there was never any stated abuse in the purpose. It was simply to investigate the quality of life of women religious.
Sister Marianne, why did you feel it was necessary to do this book?
I think we wanted for the women religious who come after us to see how together we negotiated, thanks to our sisterhood, a significant moment in religious life. Another reason that has become more important as we've moved along is that those of us who were part of it would remember what we learned.
What did you learn, Sister Jean?
Oh, there were so many powerful stories of what we learned. And one of them is that we are all sisters. We are sisters not only with those who are vowed religious women in the United States, but we are sisters with all other women. One of the most compelling things to me occurred very early on in the process when one of our sisters stood up at a meeting and said, "Women around the world have been treated like we are being treated, with surprise and abuse all of the time. Many women don't know how to respond and cannot respond. And so if we don't speak, who will?"
Dr. Margaret McCarthy, you sent out a survey. You asked the women religious many different questions. What kind of responses did you get back?
The responses were absolutely amazing to me. It was very clear to me that this had been a transformational experience, that they began from a very negative place, that this was an assault on their integrity, that their lives were under question from Rome, and that it had been extraordinarily painful for them. By the end of the survey, there was this sudden outpouring of the spirit, if you will, a sense of community and togetherness, and approaching the whole process from the perspective of a wholeness of women religious, not only in the United States, but around the world. From a layperson's perspective, standing sort of outside of this, but watching it and listening thoughtfully, I am so proud of these women who participated in this event, because many of us question some of the issues around Catholicism and the authority of Rome in some regards, in some aspects. To see the women come forward and claim their own voice through this process was wonderful from a lay perspective.
Sister Marianne, what made it in the end a moment of grace, I think is what you call it in your book?
It has to do with the fact that religious life is changing, religious life as we have known it. It is true that the numbers coming into religious life are diminishing. However, what I realized in this process is this is not about diminishment. It's about expansion and abundance, because we are now connecting with one another, and also we have a much expanded community with the women and men who share the same vision for the church that we have. It's a global community of men and women who hope for a church of the future. Unwittingly, Rome gave us to ourselves and to one another.
Sister Jean, how much of a role did the support that you received from lay Catholics have to do with making it in the end a good experience for the sisters? Did that surprise you?
The outpouring was what was so surprising. When they came forth and spoke so clearly about their commitment to our mission, that just was so very affirming.
What do you think the report that the Vatican will issue will say?
My sense is that in some ways, this is going to be a positive report. I would not, however, be surprised if Rome, you know, and all that Rome represents, would not need to find something to say by way of exhortation for us for the future.
What kind of exhortation?
Perhaps something about, you know, continuing to look at the spirit of our founders, to stay faithful to the gospel message, to stay faithful to the call of the church. Beyond that, I cannot anticipate. The only thing that I can say is that I'm glad that the official conclusion of this is going to come about, because I think we need something to be said. That official conclusion is not as essential to me as it once was. So much more has come from that that we're going to carry into our future. And there's no way for offices in Rome to even understand or imagine the significance of the kind of renewed energy and vitality that this has instilled in us.
The whole process, quite frankly, was a process that was flawed from the very beginning. We never really did find out what the purpose was. We are unclear about what was written about our individual congregations. And yet we hate, as it says in the very last chapter that Marianne wrote, we hate to see the story of our lives sitting on a shelf in Rome. So some kind of closure would be important to us, but not as important as our continuing doing our mission in the way that Vatican II has called us to do.
Dr. McCarthy, do you have any idea why the report was apparently finished in 2012? Mm-hmm. Here we are, 2014. Why would it sit there for 2 years before it was released publicly?
I can only imagine that the volume of material that they received must have been overwhelming. You know, if you imagine a report on each community of religious women in the United States having to be examined, considered, dissected, collated, reorganized, and then written about, that just has to be an enormous process. So it actually doesn't surprise me that it's taken so long.
Why didn't Pope Francis just let this drop? This wasn't something that he came up with. It's not a reflection of the type of openness that he has talked about.
Well, I do think, as the Pope, he has a responsibility and accountability. I know that there are those who just kind of hope that the thing would, you know, die a natural death. I'm so aware of the scripture passages about dismissing the women and children. And for me to have no word said about an event, and I was president of my community during this process, about an event that literally occupied and tore open the very heart of my life for 4 years, to have someone completely ignore it, to me, would just be another act of oppression. And at some level, I believe and hope that the Pope might know that.
Is that the message you want people who read your book to take away?
I want them to know that women religious in the 21st century are strong women committed to mission, and that we work on the margins of the church so that the voice of those who would not have voice otherwise can be heard in whatever ministries our congregations are connected with.
Thank you so much for this conversation, Sister Marianne Zalman, Sister Jean Winsek, and Dr. Margaret McCarthy, all co-authors of a new book, Power of Sisterhood, Women Religious Tell the Story of the Apostolic Visitation. I'm Judy Valente.